Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How's everybody doing today? It is Benson Boone and Brew on The Brew Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
Yeah,
to have me on my show.
Yeah, your music has kind of taken off lately. Tell me about it.
Listen,
this new song, Beautiful Things.
Things. You know, the things are odd instruments, and there's not a market for harmonicas anymore, so I'm kind of cornering the market.
Right. Yeah. And I know harmonicas are kind of what you grew up on.
Oh, I grew up on them. Like, my bed was a harmonica, and when I'd snore, it would just, you know?
Yeah, no. Wow, that's a great impression.
We got to do some improv sometime. That was amazing. Benson Boone, I'm going to take it back here. So good to see you. Welcome
Very good to see you.
The Brew Show, first time ever.
Yeah, I've been awaiting this for a while too. I like, not to be creepy, but like I mean I've seen like most of your videos, so it's been a while. I've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, we had to do it right. You know, I'm glad it wasn't Zoom. It wasn't until this song came out. It's good enough to where you. No, I'm just kidding. You deserve to be here. It's so fun, dude. Because I feel like I met you when you first came out, really, and got to do a show and. Man, it's been crazy to see the whole journey. And now here we are, 2024. How's the year feeling so far?
Dude, pretty good. I tried to be really good about setting goals this year. Mm-hmm. And it was like my first year, like actually, you know, like before I'd be like, I'm going to work out 8 days a week and, you know, try, like, no, it's just never going to work. But this year I was like really set on my goals. And two of my biggest goals were, one, to have a song over 200 million streams, and two, to get 20 million monthly listeners on Spotify. And month two, done.
What are we doing? What's next? I mean,
what's next, dude?
God, what is on that vision board? Because we were just talking about this, about goals, and it is so important, because obviously, I don't know if you're into the manifestation, but I feel like it's so valuable and so, dude, like, putting your mindset in what you want.
100%.
Really is so valuable.
And also, like, saying that was not to be like, oh, I have 20 million. No, it was just like, like, actually it blew my mind, like how insane this song took off and how people are taking it. And I'm like incredibly grateful for the support it's been shown. Like, it actually is crazy to me.
What do you think is different about this one? Like, why, or not why is it blowing up, obviously, but like your experience with everything before and then this song now?
I mean, this song is definitely a lot different from every song I've released. Like, it is a very different sound, a different part of my voice, and kind of like a little bit more near what my music will sound like in the future. I think like a different audience took this song, and obviously social media helped a lot with that. But like, yeah, I think this song, in my opinion, is so much different than all my other music, and it's a lot better. It's just kind of new. It just feels like a new
chapter.
Sound.
New sound as a whole, absolutely. What's it take to hit that note? Like, how much warming up, or can you just riff it?
Dude.
Well, what even would you call that note?
That would be called a really high note. And, yeah, dude, like if you try and sing that, like, without the rasp, it's, like, hard.
Oh, so, we're talking, like, falsetto, like,
yeah, but no, it's like a dude, it is a high note for sure. And I've been working on training my voice to like hit that and not die. Because like when I was in the studio, I definitely did not sing it healthy. It was just like I tried to sing it so it would sound the best for the song. Mm-hmm. But I was like, dude, tapping myself so I could hit those notes, like trying to just do anything I could to make sure it didn't sound crazy.
That's wild. I never heard of that before. I mean, hey, we all have our.
Yeah, I've never said that before. Right. Actually, yes.
When I see you on stage, like in the back, just like pinching yourself, like, oh, he's getting ready. What did you do any kind of throat tricks? You know what I mean. Like, because I love Throat Coat. I don't know if you're a fan of that.
Dude, I do too. Yeah, Throat Coat and honey.
Yeah.
When I'm on stage, I like to actually like drink honey. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even have, I have a water bottle, but like, I mostly drink from like one of those little bears of.
Oh, no way.
Of honey.
It's got to be the bear, obviously.
Yeah, anything it's not else, even it's the like, honey. It's that it's a bear.
Look at him. Yeah. I won't let you down. Well, that's good. I was like, love the honey. Lost my train of thought with the bear of honey there, but the voice is incredible. You're so interesting with your talents. Is there anything you're not good at? You know what I mean? Like, if you found anything, you're like, I feel like you're a guy where if you're not great at it right away, you're probably moving on.
No. I'm horrible at video games.
Okay.
Terrible. Absolutely, like embarrassingly bad.
Yeah.
I had like a family reunion like 3 years ago, and we're in the cabin, in this cabin, like out in the middle of nowhere, and there's like one TV, and like all the little cousins were just like, you know, in love with that TV because they just, you know, all love video games. Mm-hmm. But they had Mario Kart, they brought Mario Kart, and that was my first time playing. Like, I'd obviously seen the game, I know what Mario Kart is, but like, I'd never really played it. Tried to play, genuinely, like, my 3-year-old cousin wiped the floor. With my ability to play that game. Like, it's
tough.
It's bad, dude.
That's a tough one to start on, though. Like, they just hook you up with the Rainbow Road. They're like, good luck, Benson.
Yeah. You know? Also, the steering's so sensitive, dude. I don't know.
Maybe it is.
I'm not built for it.
Video games is a good one. You either have it or you don't. If you start too late, it's too hard to develop those.
Exactly.
Hand-eye coordination. And the 3-year-old, he's probably born with it in his hand. Like I was with the harmonica.
Right. Because you slept on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you were here in the beginning, you know. So it's so wild to look at the charts, like you mentioned. Like, this song is so huge with Beautiful Things. What does it feel like to see that in, like, Beyonce's got new music, Ariana, Taylor Swift, and, like, you're at the top?
Dude, genuinely, like, the last couple weeks, it's been actually, like, hard to process. Like, I see that every day. I check it every day. And it, like, genuinely blows my mind. Like, I still don't think I actually understand the weight of how the song is doing. Like, there's been one moment, and it was 3 weeks ago, when I wrote the acoustic version for Beautiful Things. And, like, I listened to it after we had wrote it in the car. And, like, after listening to it, it was, like, a very emotional moment for me. And, like the one 2-minute period I've had in the past 2 months of like actually thinking about what the song has done and how it's doing. And yeah, it's like, I did not expect, obviously I wanted the song to do well, but like did not expect how it's doing.
That wasn't on the vision board, like month three. Month three,
baby.
What can we say?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask about. What else is on the goals list? I mean, we got the tour. I'm sure an album is in sights there. What else is like kind of on the dream board?
Dude, tour comes up in a couple weeks, and an album is definitely in the near future.
Yeah.
But like, dude, I'm honestly so stoked for tour. This will be for sure, like, the biggest shows I've played, and to me, like, I love performing. That's like where I'm in my element. So yeah. I'm very, very excited to be on the road with the boys and just ripping every night.
Every night, honey, drinking it raw, straight out
raw,
the bottle.
Straight from the bear.
Straight from the bear. I have so much pride seeing you in like such an intimate venue, which are my favorite shows. Like, I'm sure you'll still have a really special place in your heart for these venues where you get to connect with these people and get to see when you perform with your little sister on stage. I don't know if you remember that in LA.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that so special?
Dude, it really was. And I think that's something I'll continue to do like whenever I'm in the vicinity of where my family lives. Mm-hmm. Because it is cool just to have, like, I know how, like, it kind of sounds cliche and dumb, but like things like that, that like just ground me in who I am and, you know, my family, and having them be a part of things, like, they love that, dude. And I love to have them be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You just throw her out there, like, go hit that note.
Go hit that note, Claire.
No, yep. I need you to punch me real quick.
And don't mess up.
Really hard.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying now, you know, it's like, I'm sure you see these comments where it's like, you just can't write a bad song, which has to be, I don't know, a great feeling. Is it not a bad, I won't say a bad.
I wouldn't say it's bad. Yeah.
But like, do you feel that confident in all of them right now? Are you like, yeah, I'm rolling, and you feel like everyone is going to be a banger?
Honestly, like, I actually really don't ever really know how anyone else will take it but me. And like, I have never been more proud of my sound and like the songs I've written and how they sound, how they feel, the melodies, the lyrics. Like, I love the songs I've made recently more than any other songs I've ever created. Mm. Do I know if other people will like them more? Like, no idea. But in my standpoint, like, I think I am the most proud of like the next songs that will be released, for sure.
Totally. I feel like you take a lot of pride when it comes to an album. Has that been like a very thoughtful process as you're trying to construct your first one?
Yeah, dude, I've talked to so many artists, and like, everybody kind of says the first album is like your whole life up until that point. And so there's nothing like a debut album. And that's why I really wanted this one to be perfect, like, for me, like, mm-hmm. just feel right for me. And truly, dude, like, I mean, no song is similar to the next. Like, they're all so, so, so different. And I think that's what I love about it, is like, every song is like a different mindset, me in a different period of my life. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, it's really exciting for me.
What's the most like experimental song that you can think of? And like, what did you do different? Oh,
there's this song, there's a song that'll be coming out soon-ish. Mm. It's called There She Goes. Dude, that's definitely like the most experimental I've ever been in a song. It's like very, very out there. For sure.
I'd be real pissed if you're like a bunch of harmonicas.
Like crazy stacks of harmonicas, dude. Yeah. Like,
you stole my sound. Flow for flow, bar for bar. That's going to be great. There she goes. We'll keep an eye on that. What about, I'm trying to get as much album stuff out of you. For the loyal Brew Show listeners, like, who can't get enough of Benson Boone, what can you tell us about this album, I guess?
Well, whenever this album comes out.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that's truly, like, when I was writing these songs, I mean, some of them I wrote a year and a half ago. Some of them I wrote 2 weeks ago. Like, they have been, none of them are written to like fit a certain vibe. It's like I'm not writing these to be like, they all need to be pop, or they all need to be folk, or they all need to be indie. Like, it's like, genuinely, every single one is kind of supposed to be its own thing. So whenever it comes out, whenever you guys want to listen to it in the near future.
Perfect.
In the very near future. Just like, definitely be prepared for, you know, screaming songs and slow songs and There She Goes and, you know, just every vibe.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. Just like, trust me, bro.
Trust me, bro.
Gonna love it. How many Benson songs are like in the vault? How many do you have just stockpiled?
Huh. Maybe like 60.
Oh, that's not that many.
I haven't been riding very long, too. I've been riding for 2 years.
You've been doing these 2 years. No, 60s. Yeah, no, that's.
But also, that's like 60 that are like more finished.
Oh, got you. What about demo wise? Like in the grand Benson world?
Yeah. Probably 160, 175.
Yeah.
Demos floating around.
Gotcha. And you've released a total of like
12.
See, that's why it's so special. Once you get this album, it's like, you know. That's the first representation, I feel like, too, is what you're saying. Like, that is what, welcome to, you know, actual me as an artist, right?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, dude, like, so I don't even think about it sometimes. Like, truly, I've been doing, like, been writing my own music for 2.5 years and, like, doing consistent sessions only for, like, a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I still haven't even written a ton of songs.
I was gonna say, like, what does the songwriting process look for you when you've never really done it? You know, your career almost started before you started really songwriting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think everybody writes differently, but I kind of just write on the piano, just like me and the piano, and figuring out chords I like, and just singing random words until it makes a melody that I like, and then I write lyrics. I think some people do like lyrics first.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I've never done that before. So, but it can always be different too. Sometimes I won't know what to do in a day and we'll just like make a beat and then like sing over it. And so it changes a bit.
Yeah.
But like mostly on the piano.
No, it's so cool to hear about how people like some of these songs, even from like a person like Zed, where it all starts acoustic, which is crazy to think about, but everyone just loves to construct them differently and see what works best for them. But piano seems like a good spot just to riff, find the chords like you mentioned.
Yeah.
You're great at the piano. You're not great at Mario Kart.
No.
What's a talent we don't know that you have? I feel like through TikTok, we learned so many things about you. You can do backflips. You can do rollerblading. You can do everything. what's another thing you're like, I'm actually pretty good at this?
That's a good question. Maybe drawing. I've been doing art since that, like, as long as I remember. I think, like, my dad is, like, a crazy artist. Like, can draw and paint anything and make it look perfect. It's just stupid. Doesn't even make sense. But, like, I think he passed down some of the artistic side to me. And, so, like, I've kind of just picked up after him. And that's something I love. I love art. And like, it's definitely something that's very calming and relaxing for me. So, yeah, I've done a lot less of it the last like 2 years though, as like not as much as I'd like, but.
Didn't you draw the Ghost Town cover of yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I draw a little bit. I haven't in the last 2 years. That is like the best drawing. I don't even know, man. That's crazy.
Thank you.
If anyone hasn't seen that, I thought it was a picture at first, or it was like someone made a bust of your head. I was like, hey, that's a nice sculpture somebody made or
that's
something.
That's a nice bust.
All right. Yeah, dude. I don't even know why that was funny, but that's crazy. Crazy talent, man.
What about you?
No.
Well,
besides the harmonicas. No, I don't even have musical talent. I wish I did. Drawing is the other one I wish I had. I wanted to be like an artist so bad growing up. And I wanted to do music. Couldn't do either, so that's why I do the radio thing, to talk to the actual talented people.
I think it's pretty sick. So you can't sing at all?
No, but...
Have you really tried?
I don't think so.
There we go.
I'm scared.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will never know.
Exactly.
We will never know.
No, but you know what? I might go in as a DJ soon and start doing like brew, but with the two dots, kind of like the, that seems Swedish.
Yeah, so, it's, so it's not brew anymore. It'll be
brew.
Brew.
Or bruh.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so,
nice.
If you want to collab? I mean, no.
Let me know.
If you want to start the rap career. So by in another side of the career, social media, where are we going? TikTok gets banned.
Dude, okay. Again, like... Brew and I were talking before this. I didn't actually know about the TikTok ban thing until today.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'll go where everybody else goes.
Perfect.
Everyone's got to meet somewhere.
Totally. Like, we're going back to Threads for a second.
We'll do it.
MySpace.
You
don't remember that, do you?
No.
Yeah.
I until like a couple weeks ago, I thought MySpace was a dating app.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
No, it does. It really does.
Let's all go to farmersonly.com. We'll see you there.
Yep. Meet you guys there.
Yes. Only exclusive drops from Benson will be on Farmers Only. Yeah, you're so right, though. That's the best part about it is that we always kind of find our way into whatever's next. But I still like TikTok. Obviously, you do a lot of work. Like, we worked hard for certain things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a shame to see it go if it does. But we'll be here making a few more TikToks before it goes.
Making a couple more. Going out with a bang.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the tour, it's like we're just, to pivot hard here, Fireworks and Rollerblades is such a fun name. Where does it come from?
It comes from, you know, something that will be okay. Released.
We're getting them, gentlemen. We're getting
them. In a couple weeks.
Find it on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. In Chicago, you kick it off, though?
Chicago.
Why Chicago? Did you get to pick?
Not really.
No, that's okay. It's a great place to kick it off.
Aren't you from Chicago?
Michigan, but you know, it's Midwest. It all counts. And I'm going to be, well, it's April's coming up so fast. Maybe I'll be out there. I'm going to go, we go for like Lala and a bunch. I just love Chicago.
Yeah.
I just love the people. And have you spent much time?
Dude, I think I'm playing Lala.
Oh my gosh.
It's still kind of under wraps, but like.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Either way though, if you're within the vicinity, you're always welcome. But yeah, it starts, it's two nights in Chicago and then.
That's going to be a great place to kick it off.
I'm excited.
We got
man.
The album. What else are we looking forward to? What's 2024 in store?
Dude, I think at the end of the year, I'm going to get a house.
Oh, yeah. Because you just moved to L.A. I was going to say, what did you move with? Because when I came out here a couple years ago, it was just, I had two bags. And that was it. Started over. It's kind of poetic.
That is poetic.
My harmonica. So what'd you bring? Did you?
A piano and a mattress. Yeah.
You beat me. More poetic. There's nothing more poetic than a mattress
There's
and
nothing
a piano.
More.
Let me guess. The piano has this wholesome story.
It's my grandma's
Son
piano.
Son of a bitch. Unbelievable. Yeah. So how you liking it so far?
The piano or L.A.?
yeah, L.A. Do you like living here? I feel like it's an adjustment always.
It, dude, a big adjustment for sure. And I'm not much of like a city guy already. So like it's definitely been hard for me. But also like... Even just in like the music industry, like it's a pretty wild place.
Totally.
It is vastly different from anywhere I have ever experienced. So, I'll get there, but like I definitely don't hope I hope I don't live here forever.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, but like, what about you? What do you think of LA?
I am an optimistic in every sense. So I'm a big outdoors person though. So it's easy for me to be like, zoom out and it's just California, you know? And so I love surfing and hiking and you can go snowboard right here. It's, you know, I love that stuff. And growing up in Michigan, I was pretty fed up with the snow. So I was done with it. So it was great to come out here. But yeah, it's tough to say, like, you start a family here. It's kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah, it's a wild place. But like, I'm definitely starting to like it more than I did the first couple weeks. Because the first couple weeks, I was like, oh, dear, dude.
Big adjustment, for sure. You driving around?
Driving around.
Road rage?
Not until L.A.
Not until L.A., man. What happened recently? Anything happened that you're like...
It's like people just don't know how to drive here.
Mm-mm.
And maybe I'm like being totally just... blindsided by myself, and maybe I'm the problem, you know? But like, for sure, I know that there are at least like 90% of people here don't know how to drive.
It's a big number.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's whatever. I'm rambling at this point.
No. I was just wondering how you deal with it, because I do too, and I don't honk, but man, I get angry.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to honk. There's too many crazy people.
I've started honking.
Oh,
actually.
Wow.
But like, I'm not just like a honk to honk. I'm not like a new...
Earlier? Yeah. You and the Camry?
Was that you in the black sedan? No, but like, I'm not a New York honker. I'm like a... If you really...
That sounds like a slur of something.
If you really messed up, I'll definitely make sure you know.
Yeah.
You know?
I got you. Well, it's been great having you, Bobby. It's going to be some on that. What can we let your fans know? He's going to be on FarmersOnly.com.
FarmersOnly.com, you know...
The album will be here in how many days?
How
many songs are on it? Can you say that?
Yeah. 14.
Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's a good number.
Yeah.
What's your favorite number?
7.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
number? 2, 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
What's 7 divided by 3?
2 point.
Smarter than me. He's got his grandma's piano out here.
Gosh.
Living the dream. You are living the dream. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, man.
It's been
Thank
great
you.
To follow the journey. I'm such a ride or die for you, so I can't wait to see you in Chicago. Maybe at Lala.
Maybe at Coachella. Lala. Maybe at Coachella. Maybe at one of my shows.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just pop back into the studio.
I can't wait. When everything comes out, you got to come back and we'll do a little breakdown. I'll break out the harmonica. We'll do a jam session.
All right. I'll bring my grandma's piano.
Yes.
You have the harmonica.
Looking forward to it. Any message for your fans before we say goodbye?
Thank you, everyone, for the support Beautiful Things has got. Like, truly, I hope you know, like, I'm so overwhelmed in the best way possible the past couple weeks, and, like, this is actually a dream. So, bless your hearts. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much, Benson. Would you like to close the show too? Because you started it.
Yeah. How does one?
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is Benson and Brew on the Brew Show. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thanks for shopping with us.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.